we are in Ephesians. Most of you know that, but some of you perhaps don't. And we're tracking along with the whole book of Ephesians, and we're closing in. I think we're about four or five messages from the end. So this morning, we're in chapter 5, verses 15 to 21, and there's just so much to say in these verses. I was kind of panicking a little bit because there's just, like, as I was preparing, it just was so much that I wanted to say, but just knew that I couldn't. And I'm already kind of on the edge, I think, of how long I can keep you awake for. So we'll have to wait and see how we get on. If I were like a primary teacher right now, I'd be telling you to like figuratively like strap on your thinking cap. I won't ask you to do that just now, or might more appropriate, might be more like fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to need to keep on trucking this morning as we carry on through Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 15 to 21 today. As many of you know, it was the Champions League final last night. Anyone watch the final? Yeah, who was happy? Everyone happy that Chelsea won, or a few not happy? Some not particularly happy. And for any of you who don't know, this is a big deal. This is pretty much the biggest domestic game of football in the world. You know, for our American friends among us, when I say football, I am actually talking about proper football that you play with your feet. You're not that kind of glorified game of catch that you all like to play. Just joking. It's not soccer. It's football. Rob's going to get me later. I watched some of the game, but not all of it. I caught most of the extra time and the penalties. And the fact that it was Chelsea, one of the English teams that were in the final, made it kind of an even bigger deal. Now, as you know, perhaps, I am a huge Liverpool fan, right? Now, I would still, regardless of that, want most English teams to do well in the Champions League final. But there are two teams I wouldn't want to do well, and Chelsea is one of those teams. I did not want Chelsea to win last night. And of course, as you might imagine, I have lots of very well thought through, reasonable reasons as to why that's the case, which we don't need to go into just now. I probably don't even need to mention the other name of the team that I wouldn't have wanted to win last night. But Chelsea won. They won the game in a penalty shootout. So it was all very dramatic. And unlike myself, who was a little bit flat about all of this, that Didier Drogba, Gary Neville was the co-commentator last night on Sky, if you're watching it on Sky. And Gary Neville, the co-commentator, erupted with excitement when Chelsea won the match. And as the Chelsea team all ran and jumped on one another and celebrated and went crazy, Gary Neville said something along the lines of this. I immediately wrote it down when he said it, so it's pretty much verbatim. I can't be exactly sure, but it's very close. This is what he said. This was their destiny. It was planned. It was the angels. Someone was smiling on them. It was written in the skies. This is not anything to do with football. Okay, Gary. This is more than football. This is spirit. That's what he said at the end of the game. This is nothing to do with football. It's more than football. This is spirit. What an odd thing to say. It's not every day you hear talk like that on Sky Sports. You know, it's not particularly scientific or rationalistic, is it? I was just blown away by the fact that he had said that. Now, I suspect that for Gary Neville, the emotional high of that moment had got to him. And he was clearly caught up in that moment. And I'm sure if someone were to quote back to him, you know, even maybe now or in a couple of days, those words that he said, he'd say, okay, yeah, maybe it was something to do with football, the fact that Chelsea won. Maybe it actually wasn't so much to do with angels. You know, angel spirit, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know, but I suspect that he might want to qualify some of those words. Now, the reason I was so interested in that last night was because of this morning's message. The unique phrase, and it is a unique phrase in the scriptures, at the heart of our little passage today in verse 18 is this: be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. There's no command like it in anywhere else in Scripture. And the reality is that it's a verse that for a number of reasons, mainly to be fair in years gone by, has caused huge debate and disagreements in the Church of Jesus Christ. For example, someone asked me a few years ago, I can't remember whether it was about this church or when I was at Gerrard Street, but someone said this to me. They said, so are you into the Holy Spirit at your church? And I didn't quite know how to respond to that, but more than anything, I was kind of thinking, well, I kind of hope we're into the Holy Spirit at our church, because otherwise we're in some serious trouble. If, you know, if what we're doing isn't in the power of the Holy Spirit, then what on earth are we doing here? And, you know, but there was this sense that you had these two camps that were sort of wrongly characterized and stereotyped. And they were both guilty of reinforcing these unhealthy stereotypes. So you had some churches that were quote-unquote into the Holy Spirit, and then you might have other churches that supposedly weren't. And the ones that were thought by the other camp to just be full of emotional hype. You know, flaky individuals and emotional hype. And the ones that weren't into the Holy Spirit were thought by the other camp to just be, you know, spiritually dead, going through the motions, no life there, and so on and so forth. Well, friends, I don't think that we need have either of those very wrong, very negative stereotypes when we consider the Church of Jesus Christ and when we look at this passage. You see, unlike Gary Neville's little outburst last night, this passage is not just about certain emotional highs, certain moments, but here's what it's about. It's about walking with God. Walking with God. That's the theme of our sermon today. That's the title. That's what we're looking at in these verses. Now, in some senses, you see, oh, that doesn't sound too exciting. It's about walking, about journeying, about carrying on a path through life. But on the other hand, what we're hopefully going to see today is that we're not doing this alone. That this is about walking with God, journeying through life with the presence of God going with us as individuals and as a church. His presence being real and felt and effectual in every area of our life.